Welcome to Water Insider, a podcast brought to you by DHI. Whether you work with urban or inland water systems, marine or offshore, we get experts to discuss everything water, so you can be the first to learn the latest in water tech and trends.
Welcome back and listening to the podcast about integrated urban water management. My name is Honza Krejcik, and my guest today is Manfred Schitze, the Deputy Head of the Department of Institute for Automation and Communication in Magdeburg, Germany. In the first part of the podcast today, we have been talking about how technology that works together can help the understanding how the people can work together.
I've used several times in our discussion the word digital twin, which is very modern today. But there is a certain difference between modeling of water environment and implementation of digital twin.
Yeah, so digital twin also obviously is a buzzword over here as well. And some of the concept behind it isn't that new. I mean, to use a model to represent, to give a simplified but feasible representation of the real world, and then maybe to use that model in sort of online application for, let's say, taking control decisions or acting on a pump or a movable gate. That has been done 30 years ago as well.
Can we agree that we were both pioneers of implementation of digital twins, but we didn't know the word yet?
I would say sometimes I feel like that.
I can offer one more explanation for this, because, of course, models were very long time used for if-then scenario decision-making, for planning purpose mainly. Then it moved to the operational space, making decision in real time. This is what you mentioned as an example for real-time control of combined sewer overflows, for instance. However, we can bring some different tools, not only the physical-based simulation models, to represent the reality. For instance, the machine learning techniques to use the huge amount of data to predict the future, not only on physical-based models. And with these digital twins, we like also to bring together some other aspects of operational performance of the systems, not only the water and the pipe, but also the other processes, maybe inside of organization. I mean, how do people react?
I think it's always good if people or institutions can do things themselves, not being dependent on external consultants doing the work for them. That was my experience also in Peru. There were many projects of developing aid in Peru, but as soon as the consultants have left, everything seemed to have stopped.
Well, once again, we are probably discussing the educational process, but not educational process in general, but kind of training or educational process through the implementation phases to let the end user understand about what the system should be doing for them and bring them at the very beginning of system development or implementation to the team to be integral part of it. And that's maybe, let's say, a little bit of different use of the word integrated urban water management. We were up to now discussing integration in a way that we should be integrating the systems. I mean, working together, for instance, your system and wastewater treatment plant. Maybe we also should be thinking about how to integrate into the process of implementation of these systems all the people around, so get them like stakeholders on board early and let's say educate them through the process of system development, right?
Once we got a project from a Ministry of the Environment, and they told us we need a river model which helps to assess the impact of discharges from combined sewer overflows and of wastewater treatment plant discharges in the river, but which can be applied by people in the local authorities being responsible for giving consents on water installation. So it was quite a nice task to develop something like that, which should not be overly complex, but on the other hand, not too simplistic. It's far more complicated than doing some mass balance calculation on an Excel spreadsheet. But for education and increasing system understanding and the integrated urban water system, it's very helpful to have models illustrating the system.
Yeah, we are about now to here to conclude our discussion about the tools. If we like to conclude by one sentence about the future of implementation of integrated urban water management approach, what would be the sentence that you would like to address? What is the major issue or what is the major challenge in the future that is in front of us as an engineers, scientists, researchers in that field of business?
How to summarize everything in one sentence? Now you're asking me a mission impossible. I would say it has been achieved a lot in the last 30 years. It's very important to bring together people and institutions together.
I would say that tools that are available and will be available in the coming future will allow more and more to bring the different professionals, decision makers, utility operators together to make a better decisions, both in a planning and operational space. I'm happy that you have accepted my invitation in here, and it was nice few minutes of talk, let's say, around the things that we both do for a living and with passion. Thank you for your time for this.
No, thanks a lot, Honda, for your invitation, and let's hope that soon we can have a real beer together.
I hope so as well. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Water Insider. You can find more episodes on our website, dhigroup.com, or anywhere you get your podcasts. And don't forget to follow us.